From the creation of the first Muslim community in 7th century Arabia to contemporary times, Muslims have debated and sought to implement God's will in their personal as well as public lives, in their families as well as states and societies. Thus, to be a Muslim was not simply to belong to a faith community or church, but to live in an Islamic community state governed by Islamic law. Many Muslims then see their religion as much more than a personal faith across time and space and throughout Islamic history. Historically, Islam has significantly formed and informed Muslim politics and civilizations, giving rise, as we shall see later, to vast Islamic empires and states, as well as a rich and dynamic Islamic civilization of arts, architecture, science, and medicine. In many ways, for example, the fathers of algebra, major contributions to astronomy, optics. As we shall see later in this course, from the time of Muhammad to the present, Muslims have engaged in a continuous process of applying Islam to the realities of life. Islamic law, theology, and mysticism reflect this complex process. Religious doctrines, laws, and practices result, though, not only from sacred texts, but also from fallible, limited human interpreters, whose conclusions reflect their intelligence, political and social contexts, and customs, as well as issues of power and privilege. In Islam, as in Judaism and Christianity, the Word of God has been mediated through the words of human beings. Religious traditions, beliefs, laws, and practices are the product of sacred texts and human interpreters, priests, monks, ministers, rabbis, and ulama, that is, Muslim religious scholars. The fact that interpreters and guardians of Islam were males living in patriarchal, male-dominated societies naturally affected the development of Islamic law and thought, especially its impact on women in the family. And we'll have a lot to say about that. While all Muslims believe in God, the Quran, and the teachings of Muhammad, there is then a rich diversity of interpretation and cultural practice. Islamic doctrines and laws developed in response to political and social questions and issues. Who should succeed the Prophet? If somebody committed a major sin, a major negative act as a Muslim, if they assassinated the Caliph, for example, what did that mean in terms of their future in the next life? Religion and politics, the development of theology and politics closely intertwine. And we'll see that same is true for the development of law and for the development of mysticism. Thus, while in one sense it is correct to say that there is one Islam revealed in the Quran and in the traditions of the Prophet, as we shall now see, Islamic tradition and heritage reveal the extent to which there have been many interpretations of Islam, some complementing each other, others in conflict. Now, again, this shouldn't surprise us. We often say Christianity, but there are in fact many Christianities, Catholics, Lutherans, Methodists, Unitarians, and the same can be said with regard to Judaism. The result has been within Islam the development of two major branches of Islam, Sunni and Shi'i, as well as diverse schools of law, theology, and mysticism, revivalist and reform movements, as well as extremist groups and organizations. As Muslims today, like Jews and Christians, contend with the relationship of their faith to modernity or post-modernity, from issues of faith and history to politics, society, science, and technology, many questions arise. I'll state some here that we'll be pursuing, but there'll be others in the course. Should Islam be restricted to personal life or integral to state, law, and society? Is Islam compatible with modern notions of democracy, secularism, human rights, pluralism, tolerance, in particular concerning the status of religious minorities, non-Muslims, and women.